Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear. There's going to be some background noise. I'm in a vehicle going down to see my dad, which is, I'm using part of this podcast as a therapy session. I don't know. To get my thoughts together. It's something that I think a lot of people are dealing with, or you may be dealing with it in a very different way, but we're going to talk about that here in a second. Before I do, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have a full line of trapping supply, gear, snares, lures, baits, copper trap tags, stuff for fishing, stuff for hunting. It's predator calling. I mean, it's a really cool place to get to know if you're an outdoorsman. They just carry a lot of different things. They have a lot of different platforms that they move the product on. But they have great prices, and better than anything else, they have great service. Funky Trap Tags and Supplies, guys, is somebody you want to deal with. Okay, so I'm getting ready to go to my dad's, and I don't know if there's going to be screaming, a gunshot, something's going to be thrown at me. I don't know what's getting ready to happen. My dad has got a lot of medical stuff going on right now, which I'm not going to get into. And I just went up to the hospital with him and my stepmom because they had to put him under for something, and she was worried that after being put under, she may not be able to get him in or out of the car or in the motel room or anything like that. So I went up. Me and Cindy did, and we hung out with him, and he did okay. With the surgery, not a big deal there. But something happened to me the morning after, and I'll be honest with you, I think it's guilt. I think it's guilt, being a little bit of afraid of the future, not understanding some things. But I went to bed fine. I didn't have nightmares. I woke up and I was instantly, and the only way I can say this is mad. I texted my brother, explained kind of what was going on, and I used the word enraged, if that tells you what my mental state was for that. Now, my dad's 75. My stepmom is a year older. She gets around just fine. He's got an older sister that's 80 plus, that a big tree just fell on her deck, and she couldn't stand having the clutter in the yard, so at 80 something, she goes out with a chainsaw, cuts up a humongous oak tree, and carries it off by hand. 80 something. All of my neighbors where I live, for the most part, are my dad's age, are 5 to 6 to 7 years older. And what I see with my dad, I don't see in anybody else that I deal with in that age. None. See, I remember when my dad retired, that he said he can't wait to retire so he can sit on that couch and not do an effing thing. And that's pretty much what my dad has done. Not an effing thing. And just like someone that doesn't do an effing thing, you might as well be in a cast. And if you've ever seen anybody in a cast, you can lose half of your muscle in like 6 weeks. Your muscles don't work. It takes you a while to get them to function correctly. And then really, normally within 4 to 5 weeks, you can't tell that you were in a cast. The body is an amazing apparatus when it comes to this. But if you don't use it, it goes away. Now my dad, about 3 months ago, had another surgery, had a stent put in his neck and his carotid artery. After he got some blood flow, he didn't need his cane anymore. That was awesome. Within 3 months, because sitting around, now he has to use the cane for everything. Why is that? It's because he's sitting still. He doesn't do anything. He used to at least drive down to the horses, feed them, water them, pet them, talk to them. That was like his only thing he did during the day. Now he pays the grandson for it. He watches a lot of Fox News, and he thinks a lot about being sick. Now, I want to, where my brain is at right now, I want everybody to think about this. When you were young as a man, your job was to grow up to be a strong, capable, intelligent, articulate, dangerous person. That's what you should have become, with control. Then you meet a girl, you get married, you have kids, you start a business, you go get a job. Your job now changes from just being a male to being a responsible male for a family. You do things you don't want to do. You eat crap from customers. You go to work when you don't want to. You deal with, it seems like, very unintelligent bosses with very stupid policies and timelines that don't make any sense. And there's a lot of stress. But you know what you do as a man? You suck it up. Why? Because it's your responsibility. It's your job. Your job is to bring resources into the home. So you take it and you do it. That's your job. And this rolls on for several years till you retire. And your identity when you're working is whatever you were doing as you were working. My dad was a salesman for a chemical company that washed jerseys for NFL teams and laundry put the machines in and all that stuff for hotels and nursing homes and restaurants. And the main business, though, was selling chemicals, cleaning chemicals of different kinds, stuff like that. He was a big-time manager. And he had a lot of people under him, and he kicked ass at his job. Well, he retired and he's set. He doesn't have a job. He really doesn't have an identity. But what I've noticed over the last probably 5 years is he's getting an identity. And I think it's something as men we need to pay very careful attention to. And that identity is being sick, weak, feeble, only talking about medicines, procedures, who else is sick, who else has died. This seems to overtake somebody. And when you keep revolving yourself in that bubble, your brain, because of that identity, the way that that functions, that's what you are. Now see, when he was kicking ass as a salesman and a manager of all these people, that was his identity. Now his identity is sick, medications. That's all he wants to talk about. That's all that's on his mind. Every time he goes to a hospital, he sees more weak people, more sick people. It's kind of like it's turning into his community. It's reinforcing his new identity. And it's like this freaking just circle that you can't get out of. Now, the main reason for the podcast today is I've been looking up different things that maybe I can do with my dad. He lives close to Cleveland, Tennessee. I was thinking maybe I could go twice a week with him to water aerobics. Well, they don't have an instructor right now. So I'm looking around at different things. So I'm doing research. And I come across different people with different ideologies on about when you get older. But the main thing that several of them said in many different ways was this. When you get older, your job is you. That's your job. It used to be bringing in money. It used to be conquering the business world. Or whatever it is that you do. That used to be what you did and what you were. But as you hit a certain age, your job is now you. And what they were referring to is your physical condition. Because you've only got two roads. You either get weak, use a cane, go to a walker, use a wheelchair, end up in a bed. That's the one route that you can take. Which it looks like that's the route my dad's taking. Or you can have a little bit of discipline in your life. And for when you start out 15, 20 minutes a day, just go walk. Do some light weights. Sit up out of a chair. Every time you're watching whatever you're watching and a series of commercials goes on, just stand up and sit back down. These old, and it's me being 54, most of the people I was watching were in their 60s and 70s, some in their 80s. And it was amazing to see people that are active when they're 80 years old. It is amazing. I watched grandmas deadlift 400 pounds. Grandmas, blue hair and culottes, if you're my age, you'll know what that is. It's like a combination of a dress and shorts. Blue hair, big bun on top of their head. 65-year-olds bench pressing 315. Now that's the far end of the spectrum. That's the outliers. That's not what I'm talking about. But people that could walk, play pickleball, go on vacation, not have to plan vacations built around, I'm scared to walk over a street curb, or I can't use stairs, or I can't get in a bathtub if it's not flat. They have a life. They go out with their friends. They do things with the grandchildren. Now, they're not like athletes. But 3-4 times a week, they exercise for an hour or better. They do things. My neighbors in my neighborhood, 65 to 80, they go to yoga 3 times a week. They walk. Some play golf. They chase grandchildren around all the time. They're active. If they needed to go walk 5 miles, any one of my neighbors could. They need to go up a hill or steps, they can. They need to walk while carrying something, they can. The difference is they do stuff. So depending on what your age is, because this is definitely not going to be a podcast on being, you know, fire-breathing, hard-charging dude in the weight room. That is not what I'm referring to. But as you change through life, your job is to take care of yourself so you can take care of others if need be. So you can play with your grandchildren. So you can go do things. So you're not acting like you're 95 when you're 70. Now there's medical things that happen to people that I have no doubt will change that. But when I look around the world and I see patterns of people, the people that don't move age really, really quick. And I've talked about this before. The number one statistic on mortality is strength and muscle mass. That is the number one. That's over cancer, heart attacks, diabetes, Alzheimer's, everything. That is the, that's the, when you lose strength and muscle, just think about animals. If you have a pet or a wild animal and they lose a bunch of weight and they lose a bunch of their muscle and they lose a bunch of their strength, they're right on the edge of dead. That's just the way animals are. They go. They lose a bunch of weight and they die. I don't think people are any different now. I really don't. I think it's the natural order of things. See, I'm going down to my dad to confront him, which I should have, and this is where the guilt comes for me, because my dad didn't raise me to be a wuss and not do things that were not fun or not easy. I should have had a talk with my dad, a serious talk, even if it turned into an argument. An aggressive talk if need be, that he needs to get off his ass and start moving. I didn't do that because I don't want to hurt my dad's feelings. That was a weak mistake on my part. I've talked to my other brothers. Everybody's thinking the same thing. Nobody wants to come across as the mean one. Part of being a man is you've got to do the things that some people consider mean. I'm going to talk to my dad today completely out of love. And I don't know how his response to be. He used to wipe my butt when I was a baby. Now I'm telling him to get off his ass. I don't think that's going to go over very well. Not with my dad. I may be surprised. I don't know. But you don't want to put your children in the situation where they have to come up to you and tell you to do your job, which is move. So, my plan is, I'm going to go, I've got a couple of bands in the back of the truck. I'm stopping in Wally World. I'm getting a 2.5 pound and a 5 pound weight. Stopping at Ace, I'm getting some screw-in eye bolts to put in his deck for the band, 3 different heights. And if I can get him to do a program every other day, and I'm going to come down here and do it with him, we're going to get him in better shape. I can't force my dad to do this. And if I would have not been a wuss 5-10 years ago, along with my brothers, we would have done an intervention way back then. Because my dad is not going to want to exercise. Because what I'm seeing is this vicious cycle. If you don't move, you don't feel good when you do move, so you don't move. So you feel worse when you do move, so you move less. And it just keeps tightening down the screws on you until you can't do anything hardly. And that's where my dad is at. So my plan is to start off really, really slow. Really slow. Amp it up a little bit over time. I don't think it's going to take much for him to get rid of that cane. I don't think it's going to take much for him to be able to use his limbs the way that just a normal 75-year-old, halfway active person can use his limbs. But he's going to have to train, not exercise, train to get there. I have no idea how this is going to go. One of my brothers said, I wish you luck. This could go really, really bad. Because I do not want to hurt his feelings. But I'm going to ask him for himself to do the right thing. See, to me, part of the issues we have in society today is we have it so easy that now you can just sit around for 20 years and do nothing and fall absolutely apart. And oh, trust me, there's a whole medical system that will keep you breathing for another couple of decades, pumping you full of chemicals and operations and sucking every penny they can out of you or somebody else. When you go to more third world countries, in Japan, they have a phrase, it's called dying well. This is the goal of all Japanese people. You stay active, you get sick, you're dead. And usually it's within a couple of weeks from active to dead. When your body gives up, it just slap gives up. That's dying well. Sitting on your ass for 30 years, pumping yourself full of medications, not doing anything, deteriorating, but trust me, they can keep you alive. And the only thing you have looked forward to every day is maybe a cup of coffee and watching TV. Woo! That's the life right there. It's too big of a hassle to go see friends, go to the store, go fishing, go hang out with family if it's not all perfectly level ground with handrails everywhere. We as men have got to be better. And I know a lot of people that despise the idea of exercise. I worked out today before I came here to my dad. I did not want to work out today. I felt better about 30 minutes in. I worked out for about an hour. I felt better about 30 minutes in. It took everything I had to go out to my shop and work out. I was trying to come up with every excuse in the world. But see, my dad has taught me a bunch of lessons in life. One, you don't have to have a bunch of frivolous education to be successful. And I don't have a bunch of frivolous education. And I'm pretty fairly successful. Second, is if you don't move, you turn yourself basically into an invalid. And that's harsh. And I don't plan on being an invalid. So depending on what your age is or what your health is or how you view exercise or whatever, after a while I think you got to look at this as your responsibility as a man to take care of yourself. And I hope you choose to do that.